pester Eric with a lot of shots. How good was your goaltender in that first period?
It was really good. I think he kept us in the game. He made some big saves for us. We were expecting that kind of start from Grand Rapids. Lots of pucks to the net, driving the net, bringing a lot of traffic in front of our net. And I thought after the first period, we were nervous. Didn't make plays or puck decisions. And even when we had easy plays to make, we didn't make them. And after the first period, I think we took off. I think we were playing the way we can play. And it was the second and the third period we played the right way.
What would you attribute that to? Like, what was what made your guys switch their focus and all of a sudden that second period? That was like the Manitoba Moose were used to seeing all season long.
Yeah, you know, it's you. We've been preparing for that game the whole week. Sometimes players care, right? And they do care quite a bit, and they want to win, and we have a good room. And sometimes you have to be careful about that. I think they wanted to be perfect in the first period, and we're not going to be perfect. We have to allow ourselves to make mistakes. It can be lazy mistakes, but I think we wanted to play a perfect game in the first period, and that puts a lot of pressure on yourself if you want to be perfect. So we just after the first period, I think we allowed ourselves to be ourselves and play fast, hard on the forecheck, coming back quick to our D zone. But without Eric Comrie in the first period, maybe there's no game, so he was pretty good.
And on Eric Comrie, how important is a game like this just for big picture development that he gets a game like this under his belt? He made that breakaway save in the third period as well when it was tied. But for his experience going forward, pretty important for him, big picture?
I think so. I think for all players that took part of that game, it's a big development process, and we have an eye on the long term and the big picture for sure. But for him to come out the way he did today, it's pretty impressive. So we know him. We've been working with him for years now, and we know he's mentally very strong. But for him to showcase himself the way he did and to show us that he can play those big games, it's huge. And knowing in the first period, he sees the game. He sees what's going on in front of him, and he could see that our team wasn't going the way we should be going. So he took charge, and he did it the right way.
On that winning goal, Pascal, Michael Spacek has scored a lot of goals this year from a similar spot on a similar shot. What's he done, or what have you done maybe schematically to make him so successful in that position? Because you got to think other teams are scouting that and maybe know that that's a play you're looking for, and yet obviously it worked to perfection today.
Well, you know, we have different weapons. I mean, if they take him away, we'll use the other side. If they take the other side, I think we have we can attack the net from different angles. And I think the credit goes to our guys, and Marty Johnston is doing a good job with the power play. But I think the ability for us to attack down low, the attack half wall, using the middle of the ice to bring pucks to the net, but also shooting from the blue line. It makes – you can't cover everybody on the power play. But the ability that we have to move the puck quick, and he took advantage of his chances. Some guys would have the same opportunities, and they don't, but he does. And interesting was the fact that he didn't play much in the third period, and for him to come out and play that goal, score that goal, it tells me a lot about his character, so it's pretty impressive.
You kind of cut down to three lines there for, and I guess, as you say, you need good puck movers, good puck distributors. Nick Batan's a pretty good puck distributor, and he made a really nice pass to Michael for that goal.
He did, and that's what Nick does really well. He can see people on the ice. He can see plays that other people don't see on the ice, and made a great pass.
Your team lost the season series to the Griffins. You were 2-5-1. After the first period, you're down 1-0. You've been outshot 20-8. What's your mindset going into that intermission? Is it double down on our strategy? Is it play some psychology? How did you approach that?
You know what? The stats that you just mentioned, we never talked about that. We don't take what happened in the season The guys are aware. But they're also aware of the lineups that we had during those games. And then, you know, different season. No, we stay in the moment. The whole year, we worked for 76 games to give them the room that they need to have in order to take charge when they need to take charge. And, of course, we do what we have to do between periods as coaches, but the room is a good room. And we have a great captain. We have a lot of leadership. So, you know, our season record, Grand Rapids is a good team. They won the cup last year. They have skills. They can score goals. They play well defensively, a big defenseman. That's a good team. So we had to compete really hard, and we'll have to compete really hard to give ourselves a chance to be in the game the next game. So it's you know, what happened during the season is just what we did is we build confidence in what we can do in the season. So and we took that and we brought it on the ice today.
Are you allowed to enjoy the victory, or do you have to start focusing on tomorrow's game right away?
No, we will enjoy it for sure. We will. I mean, it's for about 7 minutes, and then and then we'll think about tomorrow.
And just one more for me, Pascal. But we've talked a lot all year about the symmetry between these two organizations. So I would think it's pretty hard not to get caught up, get swept up in what the Jets have done in the first round. How much of that do you think maybe can help motivate, inspire guys on this team, seeing what the big club's done as you guys get your playoffs going now?
Well, you know what? I think energy is contagious. Good energy is really contagious. So is negative energy. And the good vibe around the team, around the city, about, you know, winning the first round and the way they've played, this is contagious. We're a tight organization, and we're close to the Jets. And talking to the Jets players, when I see them at the Iceplex and those guys, they know what's going on with our team. They know our players. So it's we're a tight group. And for them to have success, I know our guys are watching the games. They feel part of it. We all feel part of it. So this is contagious.
Well, I'm seeing an example here that not every AHL team enjoys. I mean, one day after the Jets, when you've got Kevin Cheveldayoff, you've got Larry Simmons, you know, in the building, every AHL team doesn't necessarily have their GM and assistant GM 24 hours later watching them, right? So that just shows, I guess, some of that symmetry.
Yeah, we're not only we're in the same city, but we have amazing people. And, you know, the big boys are in town, and Chevy and Larry, and usually Zinger is around here. He's in Russia right now, but, you know, to have those guys at the games to show them, and they what they're doing is they're supporting us, and we all feel it. So it's we have a special organization here.